In the studio now, we've got a man that's very, very busy, aren't you?
I am at the moment.
You are all over the shop at the moment. You're like a jet setter. This is John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. And you're the gentleman that's... you bought the Banksy.
I bought the Banksy.
In Port Talbot, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, and I saw on the news, it was all over the news recently, where they'd strapped it all up. And
it was phenomenal, what they did. It was the corner of a solid concrete garage. And for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's a boy on one side, and he's standing there, it looks like he's standing in the snow, and he's got a sledge beside him, and then when you go round the corner, so out of sight of the boy, there's a brazier creating pollution,
yeah.
And the smoke that the brazier is creating is going up and over and round the corner and falling on the boy. So it's about global pollution.
He thinks it's snow, so he's rejoicing.
He thinks it's happy, and in actual fact, it's poisonous pollution that's falling on him.
Yeah.
And then when you stand back even further from the garage, you see the smokestacks coming out of Port Talbot steel mills.
So all right.
Producing even more pollution.
Yeah.
But the idea is that if you create pollution anywhere in the world,
yep, has a knock-on effect.
It affects us all.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't matter if it's a power station in China or Chelmsford. Once it's in the atmosphere, it goes everywhere. And Banksy had painted it on the corner of this concrete garage.
And now, I've got to tell you, when you said they're going to... The last time we spoke, you said they're going to pick it up, strap it up and pick it up. I'm going, oh, I don't like this. I'm getting nervous and I don't own it.
Well, it was such a complex
I can
thing.
Imagine. It's right on a corner, this thing.
And, of course, you couldn't just lift it and clamp it and lift it because of the stresses on the corner.
Yeah. Right?
What they did effectively, the simplest way I can describe it to you is if you hand somebody a cup and saucer, if the cup is made of very, very fine antique porcelain, right, really fragile, paper thin, you pick up the saucer, you don't pick up the cup.
Yeah.
And the cup is just sitting
on the saucer.
Yep. So what these guys did was they made a obviously in concrete and steel, they made a false floor underneath the garage. They lifted the false floor with the garage sitting on it, like a cup and saucer.
The whole garage?
Well, the corner of the garage. It weighed 6.5 ton.
Yeah, I can imagine it did.
They used a 20-ton crane to make sure nothing went wrong.
Right.
And it was, the steelwork was just like the steelwork is a work of art in its own
right.
That
imagine,
ought to be in the Tate Gallery.
Yeah.
And it was such a complex unknown, we couldn't get insurance even at Lloyd's of London.
Oh, really?
Even the underwriters at Lloyd's of London refused to underwrite the actual move.
So you done it uninsured?
The move was uninsured.
Oh, my word. So if that was the most dangerous bit, rather than putting it the other way.
That's the dangerous bit.
Because you've got to edge inch by inch to where you're going to put it now, haven't
what
you?
What I loved was, this is a piece of illegal artwork. I mean, this is graffiti.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now it's called street art or urban art, but it technically is graffiti. It's an illegal act.
Yeah.
And to make sure everything went smoothly, we were given a police escort to take it into a building that's actually the old police station in Port Talbot. So I just thought that was such irony there, you know. So now it's in Port Talbot. Now it's safe in a building in the middle of Port Talbot.
Oh, my word.
So what we're doing, I've just put it on my website either yesterday or today, but what we're doing as a follow-up, if you like, for a bit of fun, is we've got a special offer on some Banksys, the self-portrait of Banksy in the Guardsman's outfit.
This is in your gallery in Brentwood.
In the gallery, yeah. And one of those sold at a charity auction last week for £2,000.
Right.
And we're selling them framed, £350, unframed, £250, only in June, as a special, just to tie into the museum.
Yeah.
And we've got a postcard Banksy made for the British Museum in Wood. And we've got those on special offer as well. They're £100 framed. So we're just having a bit of fun because of all the move and everything. But it's just a special offer just at the moment. And it's the interest. Last time we were in Port Talbot looking at things, there was a couple of artists from Australia who were visiting Britain, and they made a detour to go and see the Banksy in Port Talbot.
Really? So it started already?
Which was really unfortunate because it was covered up, ready to be moved.
Oh, no.
So I didn't see anything. But, I mean, it started when when the Banksy first appeared, they were getting 2,000 people a day going halfway up a hill.
Really?
In the weather. You know,
Oh, my word.
The first time I went to Port Talbot, I have never, ever been so cold in my life.
Yeah, it is.
The wind wasn't going around me, it was going through me.
And then
when we actually moved it, if you see any television footage of it, it's pouring with rain. That misty rain, that fine rain that gets
everywhere.
Yeah, the
horrible stuff, sticks.
Know. And I said to somebody about, oh, you know, does it always rain in Wales? They said, rain? Rain? No, this is Welsh sunshine. this wasn't raining, this was Welsh sunshine to them. But, you know, so even under those conditions, you're getting 2,000 people a day going to look at it.
Yeah.
Which is why we want to put it into the middle of a museum.
Yeah.
Put a museum around it.
Mm.
We've got clients in offering to lend us Banksy's and other international artists. We want an international museum in Wales, not a Welsh museum of Welsh art. So it's, you know, because obviously Banksy isn't Welsh.
That's going to be a huge draw for Port Talbot. If there was 2,000 people queuing just to see it on the side of a garage, then
we were looking at 150,000 people a year.
I would see, that's going to be huge for the town.
It'll be totally changing. The trouble is, you've got local politicians, you've got local councils, and they, you know, councils do things by committee.
Yeah.
Businessmen do things by a handshake.
Yeah,
that's the difference. They're spending public money.
Yeah.
I get that. You know, the landlords, Pobble, the developers called Pobble, they're amazing. They've given the entire building to the council for £1 a year.
Oh, really?
They're really behind it.
That's really good.
You know, there are various people. Everybody's behind it. It's just getting the pieces to fit together.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we're doing this special offer in Brentwood at the moment, just to tie into that.
So tell us
the other thing, of course, is we've got the Brentwood Art Trail. So, you know, all the which is nothing to do with me. I just happen to be on the outskirts of it. But, you know, there are events in the Baytree Centre. Come along, bring your children or yourself, do some painting, experience making mosaics. All sorts of things are happening in the middle of Brentwood. I wanted to do a similar project in Brentwood with the Port Talbot Museum, but it never came to anything. I mean, we've got that huge empty space in the middle of the shopping centre, you know, that was opposite Wilkinson's.
Yeah, yeah.
Wilco.
Yeah.
And how long has that been empty?
Yeah, a long while.
It's huge.
It is big, yeah. Very big.
Why not put a display space? Why don't the council make a display space of it? You know, children's art.
Yeah.
Whatever. All sorts of things could be done in it. But it's easier.
There's nothing nicer than looking at children's art. You saying that, everybody loves that.
Everybody smiles. Everybody gets a pleasure out of it.
That's
so
right.
So every month, a different school uses it. Every month, different artist comes and does an exhibition, brings the children in. Why not? You know, what would it cost the council to have 50 pots of paint and 50... paintbrushes for kids to paint in.
Yeah,
you know, okay, in Port Talbot, because it was street art, we were going to use stencils.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't going to give a coachload of six-year-olds scalpels to cut their own stencils, because
yeah,
I
no,
could see problems
no.
with that.
Call me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned, but, you know, I didn't think that was... most of them would have their own knives anyway, but that's a different thing. But generation gap, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'd give them the stencils, we'd have long sheets, wrapping paper. They could create their own pieces of artwork and take them home with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, why couldn't we do something like that in Brentwood?
That would be quite good.
In this empty unit that's vast.
Mm.
Nobody wants it. How long is it going? They've even taken the cafe away from the middle of the shopping centre.
Oh, they are. You know, it's been a long while since I've been in there. I didn't realise that's gone.
You know, obviously the lease or the tenancy or whatever it was has finished probably 6-9 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just been empty.
See, this
so that's been removed. So why not use something like children's art or something in that huge
that's
unit?
A big space. That's
a huge
big,
space.
Big square.
You know, no, I'm not talking about the square. I'm talking about the shop that's next to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's huge.
Yeah.
We've got at least a dozen schools in the area that could provide children's artwork.
That would be quite nice.
And the younger they are, the more honest they are in their art. You know, they haven't got preconceived ideas. A horse doesn't have to have a leg at each corner.
That's right. Yeah, it's got three in the middle.
You know,
yeah.
Right. All sorts of things. Because nobody's told them they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, everybody smiles when they see children's
pleasure.
Art.
It's a pleasure to see a child drawing.
You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget, I was asked to be a judge for a church school out down Doddinghurst way, I think, years ago. And the children had been told, there were three age groups, but the youngest, they'd all been told to draw the church, because it was a church school, fine enough. And everybody did the same thing, you know, shoebox on the right-hand side with three arches in and spire on the left, right? Yeah. And one, this was all on A4 paper. And one of them had drawn this church like everybody else had, except when they drew the lines for the spire, when they got near the top, they realized they were going to run out of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
So they turned the top of the spire through 90 degrees and carried on.
Really?
With a cross, with a cross going horizontally across the roof of the church.
Oh, bless
and
him.
We gave that one first prize because that one had thought out a problem.
Fantastic.
And instead of rubbing it out and changing all the angles and changing it all, they'd just been honest.
Yeah,
they'd
that's
drawn
right.
the church. They'd drawn the spire, they'd drawn the cross at the top, just not in the same order that everybody else had done them in. You know?
That's fantastic,
and it was gorgeous. It was
it
a wonderful
lovely.
Piece of honest art.
It is
Nobody
lovely.
Nobody had said you're doing it. And I admire their teacher, because their teacher hadn't said,
yeah,
you're doing it wrong, do it my way.
It. Yeah, that's right.
The teacher said, how do you want to do it? A friend of mine was Professor Waite, and he was Professor of Painting at the Royal College of Art. And he never said to his students, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
He said his job as professor of painting was to said it wasn't to teach my students how to paint. My job was to teach my students how to paint what they wanted to paint.
Yeah.
And this teacher had said to the child, you know, you want to draw the church and the spire and the cross? Well, put it round the corner and you've got the church and the spire and the cross.
Yeah.
Just slightly different order.
Different, yeah.
You know,
new
different.
Design.
Love it. That sort of art makes everybody smile. Why don't we do that in Brentwood? It wouldn't cost anything. You know, every school has
it
an art
It would be
department.
Nice. That would be nice.
Every school could use that space for a week, say, right?
Yeah.
And then put on a mini exhibition.
See, I didn't realise that cafe had gone. Well, I suppose that's the knock-on effect of the internet taking over the shopping, because there's not enough people going out now, so...
No, there are a lot of people going out. What's happened is that there isn't a draw. Now, if you had if you had 100 children a month or a week doing artwork in that unit, all the parents would come, wouldn't they?
They would.
Looking at the art, they'd be buying teas and coffees.
With the little one, that's
so
right.
So it's not, and it's the parking in Brentwood is much too expensive. You know, you go to other places, locally, Billericay, for instance, Ingatestone, the parking is free. Or it's free for the first half hour, or it's free for the first hour. Things like that. The idea is that you use parking as a draw, not as a revenue stream for the council, because the revenue stream for the council is they put the money in the coffers, fine, but the shops are empty.
Yeah.
Why not keep the shops full?
Yeah.
And then people will spend money in the town, and you don't need to get money from parking, because you get more rent, you get more rates, you get more footfall, you get more... It's a different way of looking at it. But there's so much space in Brentwood. Why don't we use it?
Yeah.
Why do I have to go 250 miles away to set up a museum of street art when I've lived in Brentwood for 64 years?
I could do it in that unit. It would look quite
good
as well.
We could do it in Brentwood. Yeah. No, nobody wants to know. So I'm doing it 250 miles away. You're looking at 150,000 visitors a year coming into the town. Not locals. Mm. Coming into the town.
See, that's fantastic.
Like, you get that... They'll spend money in the tea shops, the coffee shops.
Yeah, they will
the
do.
Sticky
yeah,
buns,
fish and chips, all sorts.
All the hotels will be rammed. Mind you, they do have a motorway within two or three. Oh, Brentwood's got a motorway.
Yeah, we've got.
They have a railway station. Brentwood's got two.
It's two
got
of
Shenfield.
Them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When you think that 50 miles from the museum in Port Talbot, they found a hole in the ground.
Right.
No railway station nearby.
Mm-hmm.
No motorways nearby, no A roads nearby.
Really, is it that isolated?
And they put, Port Talbot isn't, the hole in the ground in Cornwall.
Oh, I see,
is, right?
Sorry, yeah.
Cornwall,
gotcha.
Cornwall is a clue.
Ah,
Cornwall,
yeah,
right,
gotcha.
50 miles.
Yeah.
Right. They put the Eden Project in, they've had 20 million visitors
oh, my
in
word.
18 years.
And it's hard
and they,
to get
and
to.
Put, yeah, and they've put 2 billion into the local economy.
Fantastic, we could do that. Me and you could set that up here.
I need a dome, please. Have you got a spare dome?
I've got one in my garden, actually.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
We
depends
might
how big you want.
Getting all of the people in at all the same time, but you know,
one at a time.
But you know,
one in, one out. You know,
give people a reason and they will come. And if they come, they spend money in your community.
They will do.
If you put the parking up, if you make life difficult for them, if the reason is there, they will still come.
Yeah.
If there is a reason not to come, then they don't.
Yeah. Well, John, it's fascinating to talk to you as always. You touched on this about the Banksys that you're doing that are framed and unframed. Can we just talk about that again? Because I think that's quite important for anybody listening.
We've got some wooden postcards that Banksy made for the British Museum.
Right.
They're £100 each framed.
Right.
We've got some prints that he did for Time Out in 2010.
Yeah.
They were originally printed to raise money when Haiti got flooded. And Time Out with Banksy raised £100,000 for Haiti. And they will sell for anything up to £2,000 at charity auctions. And one sold last week for £2,000 at the charity auction. We've got them in the gallery, £250 each, unframed, £350 framed, to tie in with the museum in Port Talbot.
Fantastic. John, you can come in, as I said to you before, anytime you want. It's fascinating to talk to you. And you're going to get back to your busyness in Port Talbot.
I'm going to get to my busyness in Port Talbot. I'm going to get back to the Crown Ronald Gallery as well. And I thought it was lovely, the weather forecast you gave. I thought it's absolutely typical. We're going to have sunshine and rain and wind and calm periods. We're having the whole thing.
The whole lot.
You name it, we've got it between now and the end of the day. You know, other countries you go to and it's 95 degrees day.
Either hot or rainy.
Or it's Wales and it's raining all day. But we here in Brentwood, we've got everything all day.
Most of that change of weather is in the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
Lovely to speak to you, John.
See you soon.